Quincy City Council President, Ward 3 City Councilor Ian Kane is joining us once again here on AM Quincy for another City Council update. How are you, Ian?
I'm great. How are you, Joe?
Doing great. This is fun because 2 weeks in a row we get to talk.
I know. And now I don't think we're back on until April after this one, right?
Okay. So yeah. We'll have a little City Council break. But it was a fun night. Looks like last night started out with some high school sports.
It did. Yeah. Councillor Scott Campbell, our new councillor at large, one of our new councillors at large, brought in the girls Quincy High varsity basketball team. And this is a team that, you know, if people have been following, apparently just have been doing very well. I think they just lost in a very close, like buzzer beater shot, which is unfortunate. But, you know, Scott wanted to bring in the coach and bring in the team to honor not only the fact that they have been such great athletes, but great students and have been recognized for their academic achievements. So, excuse me, it was nice to have all of them in to celebrate. And we, you know, did the thing where we take a picture with the councils in the well, and it was fun. So it's good energy.
Yeah, that's nice. And folks can watch all those postseason games here on QATV. They're online as well on our YouTube channel. So check them out. They had a great season.
That's awesome. Yeah. And then our meeting was pretty swift. We had two appropriations introduced that went into finance. We're setting the stage for the 2024 capital improvement plan. So one, which will end up being a general obligation bond for $20 million, was put into the finance committee, and then another for $4 million, which would be financed through the hotel motel tax account. So we haven't received details on exactly what will be outlined in the capital improvement plans, but we will have those in a subsequent finance committee meeting. There was a resolution introduced by Councillor DeBona on affordable housing. And so I think in here, there's specifically, I think Councillor DeBona was shedding light on the fact that homeownership is a tenuous place. People, you know, are struggling to afford rents, and mortgages with mortgage rates out of control are difficult to attain. People have very different financial obligations that prevent them from participating in various aspects of the housing market. And so Councillor DeBona introduced a resolution to seek the, you know, guidance of you know, planning department and other parts of the city to provide recommendations on where we could provide alleviation on some of those burdens.
Yeah. Did that pass, Ian?
It passed. Yeah, that passed unanimously. You know, this is it. I think this is a very nice thought. You know, we'll see what folks come up with. Obviously, there's, you know, considerable amount of market rate housing that's being introduced to the housing market generally. And I know, you know, from this is a tough thing. We, you know, we've had discussions around the sort of tax implications from the city's perspective and trying to figure out how we can do a residential tax exemption. And, you know, that would involve cutting considerable portions of the budget in order to free up space to do that. But I think that, you know, I mean, I'm optimistic. I think at the end of the day, it is about supply and demand, and, you know, what currently where people want to participate in single family home ownership is elusive because there's no stock. People aren't building that in places that are close to job centers. Right. So places like Quincy are now becoming out of reach for, you know, I don't even know how you call sort of economic classes anymore, because I think the way that I see it is that, you know, we kind of have an upper echelon and a lower echelon now, and sort of the middle has been very much crowded out, and, you know, wage and labor rates just have not kept pace with the cost of living. So it's a very difficult equation, but certainly worth the effort to figure out how we can alleviate some of those burdens.
Yeah, the city, as you're aware, does have a first-time homebuyers program available through the Quincy Planning Department with some pretty generous income levels. So, you know, folks who behoove themselves to check that out. There's the Affordable Housing Trust Fund that helps to finance that. So there are some programs folks could investigate.
Right. And then we had a gift for the DARE program, a $250 gift from Eco Muffler Centers, which was standard. And that was the meeting. It was quick. It was swift. You know, we're back on next, as I said, April 1st, at 6:35.
Okay, very good. And I'm sure you'll start be getting into the budget process soon.
We will. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but we'll soon get into that process, probably
Yeah.
late April.
The mayor's saying it's well, I think words like lean and not too many changes are coming out of him right now. So, are you yourself concerned at all about the city's debt level load, able to finance its obligations?
No, I'm not concerned about the city's ability to finance its obligations. And, I think that it's coupled with the fact that we do have that excess levy capacity, right? So there's still significant capacity, but that's not the place that the mayor nor the city council would want to go, right? And clearly we're in a better place than some of these places like Braintree and others, which are having to go over the limit. Again, to make sure that their budgets are funded. So I'm not concerned about Quincy's ability to meet its debt obligations.
Okay. Anything Award 3 you want to let folks know about, Ian?
What do we got going on Ward 3? I mean, we got a lot. We still have a lot of infrastructure work going on, and now that sort of we're through the winter that we didn't really have, I think that the schedule will pick up. I know that there are some areas that people want to see completed, which they certainly will be now that. We're through the clear. Some of the areas around Adams Street and Whitwell and down in sort of lower Wallace and Montclair area. So that work's being done. No other real big things to talk about in Ward 3.
Okay, great. Appreciate the update as always. We'll catch up on April 2nd, if that's okay.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
Bye, Ian.
Thanks, Joe.